Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, DJ Brains, a raccoon on the field, and sarcasm. It's all coming up right after this.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Bob and Tom Television presents the most exciting action-packed reality show ever. Actual people riding in actual elevators. It's Elevator Talk.
Hey there, buddy. Hold the door. Yeah. Hit the button. That's my floor.
It's Elevator Talk. This week's episode stars Craig Kitchen and Larry Morgan.
Hey.
Hey. Could you hit 7 for me there?
Yeah. 7?
7. Got it. That's my foot.
Oh. Sorry. Those are nice shoes.
Thanks. I need a shine now.
You don't have to walk. That was the show. Elevator Talk.
It's Elevator Talk, only on Bob and Tom Television.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Got a story here, if you want to hear.
No. That was a shot.
That was our,
wait a minute!
That was our sports bulletin.
Stop.
Can I interrupt it for a second?
Yes, go ahead.
Tom wanted to tell us the story.
Okay.
Man was at his doctor's office. The doctor told him, you need to have a brain transplant. The man said, I didn't know that could be done. The doctor told him, yeah, they're doing it now. Man asked, well, where can I get a brain? Doctor showed him into a room. There were all these brains in jars.
Wow.
For sale.
Ooh,
isn't that something that they're doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
The first brain was labeled nuclear physicist, $10,000 per pound.
Oh.
The second one was labeled heart surgeon, $15,000 per pound. And the third brain was labeled radio personality, $100,000 per pound. The man asked, why so much for the radio personality brain? The doctor said, you know how many radio personalities you have to kill to get a pound of brains?
Yeah, that's real funny. Hardy, har, har.
I think we've proven this morning that...
Here's our last story in sports.
Okay.
Why am I showing it to you? That's right. A Major League Soccer game briefly delayed after a raccoon stormed the field. Now, Ace, I don't know if the raccoon had been to a soccer game before. I don't know what route he took to get onto the field. I realize this might not be as thorough a sportscast as you would run, but I'm doing...
Oh, you're doing a good job.
...my best. The raccoon ran up and down the field at Subaru Park during the game between the Philadelphia Union and New York City FC Football Club. Mm. The animal managed to evade several stadium workers before it was finally captured inside a large trash bin. And if you see the video, it's just like a standard trash bin on wheels that you take down to the curb. It's large.
Yeah.
And this poor guy was chasing after the raccoon, holding it as best he could upside down.
Oh, that's not easy. Yeah.
Trying to dump it over the raccoon. Nice. And it took him a while.
The raccoon was streaking.
No clothes. Yeah, no.
Naked as the day is.
And it was using his hands, which is not soccer. You can't do that.
You're the goalie.
After some, it says here, clever maneuvering, a second trash can was placed over the first, allowing workers to remove the raccoon off the field. To the cheers of fans.
I bet they loved it.
Finally, something to make it interesting.
Can we find the cat audio with Kevin Harlan?
Okay.
Evidently, Tom has other ideas.
Well, no. What do you have?
And that's sports. We're looking for it. Uh-oh. And they caught the raccoon. Well, when I say caught it, they mean...
That's a shame.
No, they actually had a whole big deal. They had to announce that they relocated it and that the raccoon was okay. People are upset. We have they had to have some kind of hotline or something. This is from Danny. He writes, yesterday I was filling up the kiddie pool for my 3-year-old son.
Oh.
And he said, Daddy, do I need my swimming costume?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And filling up the pool in Wisconsin. Chilly. Okay, here we go. my husband asked me to drive us home today. He wasn't feeling well. I don't typically drive his truck. I'm not familiar with it. It has a very odd transmission setup, buttons instead of a gear shift.
Oh.
For the life of me, I could not remember the word reverse. So I asked him, how do I put the truck in rewind?
Rewind!
Yes. Makes more sense. You're looking at a button and be kind. Beep, beep, beep. Well, thank you very much, Ramona. We certainly appreciate your taking the time to write us a little bit more Tom speak. Now, are you looking for some audio over there? What's happening?
We have Tony Rome with Jim Nance. Evidently, there was a kitty cat on the field. Is that right? You want to put that up? But first, can you... here it is now.
Look at this, Jim. This is like how you ran in high school. Look
exactly.
At that. Perfect form, extension. I mean... And doesn't even get phased that there's people around. Just look at the change of direction. Does he get both feet in right here at the end, Jim?
Well, he turns it uphill.
Ooh. That's way too much fun at this point. I feel like we're just like in that tired mode.
Oh, and then the security personnel came up and got the cat.
He's down, Jim.
Well, there goes.
Oh,
he's got 8 left, Jim, doesn't he?
Eight left. Yeah.
Are they back next year, the two of them?
Yes, they are.
All right.
For those of you who, those 6 people, enjoy them. Yep.
Birthday
to roll. Who's?
Who's?
Jim Nance.
Is that right?
I think so.
You have to whisper.
Jim Nance.
You have to say happy birthday.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone.
Old Nancy boy.
For wishing me a happy birthday. I'm very excited.
Okay, well.
Well done, Jim.
I like
him. Amazing Jim Nance.
Coming up.
Amazing.
And that concludes our sports broadcast.
Wait a minute. Jim Nance and Chuck Lofton have the same birthday?
Apparently.
Is that right?
I think so.
Wow.
I thought I saw that. I'll have to dig up today in history, but I'm pretty sure it's his birthday today.
All right.
I took a fleeting look at it, and I thought I saw that.
Wait a minute. Stop. You remember Jim Nance's goodbye, don't you?
One thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream, and everybody has a story to tell.
Listen to that voice.
Just try to find that story.
Is that Jim Nance or your mailman?
I don't know. You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing?
If you have to.
I mean this. I'm trying to play off double.
No, no, it's your. Yeah, yeah.
To you, yeah, everybody in the college game,
okay.
CBS all family, right. My family.
All right, thanks, Jim. All
we viewers. Have to cut to 60 minutes.
Jim, you're going long. Well, I'm sure that's about it.
Folks, sorry you missed the beginning of NCIS.
Yeah.
I know why it feels.
But he's still doing golf, correct?
I don't know. No. He reconstructed a hole from Augusta in his backyard. I read that a couple days ago.
That's fun.
Yeah, if you say so.
That's some serious money.
He was at Augusta this year, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, is that officially the end of sports?
Yes. This is what you farted for.
Be a good sport.
Thank you very much.
Christy!
Scientists have created a sarcasm detector.
That'll work.
No.
Really?
Researchers at the Speech Technology Lab.
I can't wait to use it.
At the University of Groningen, said subtle.
Remember our school cheer.
Said subtle changes in tone that convey sarcasm often confuse computer algorithms, which limits content analysis tools. Now they've developed an algorithm for improved sarcasm detection.
Oh, great. So now AI is going to be sarcastic with us.
Yep. They've combined auditory and textual information, providing a comprehensive analysis of sarcasm.
Oh, no.
Isn't German one of the languages that doesn't have sarcasm? Didn't we have that story last year?
I don't know.
It just doesn't play?
Yeah, I think. Maybe one of the comedians was over there and he was telling us.
So this was in Germany?
As Oscar Wilde,
I think
said.
You know something. I think that was in Holland. Actually,
okay.
Now that I think about it, yeah. But I do believe we had that. One of the comedians was saying that it doesn't work in German.
Huh, interesting. Yeah.
Oscar Wilde claims that sarcasm is the lowest form of wit.
Oh yes,
yeah? Yes,
that's what he said,
and he knew wit,
sarcasm, and puns.
Mm-hmm. And then he said, "What's the name of that?" That boy over there.
Then he said, I love you have trousers.
Yeah, he looks hot.
And wasn't his last word, so either this wallpaper goes or I do, or something like
allegedly.
That?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
I hope
Wouldn't
so.
Wouldn't that be great if it was?
Now,
that's going to be my last
we've
word.
We've talked about the need for a sarcasm font.
Sure.
I think we have one. The italics is.
But you can't text italics, can you?
I think you can.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, somebody! I would love for somebody to teach me that.
Hmm.
Oh.
You can?
You can? I don't know.
Maybe you can't. I don't know.
I didn't think italics meant sarcastic.
I like it for sarcasm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good, too. Quotes. Mm-hmm. There are ways, but you're right, Tom. It doesn't really work. That's why there are kind of some sarcastic emojis. Those are the pictures, right? The emoticons are the like semicolon parentheses.
Yes, okay. Emojis
is it,
are
is it Dennis Miller's face?
Oh, dude, I wish.
So that's like
kind of smirking. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it works.
Speaking of AI, DeUville University in Buffalo, New York, invited an AI robot named Sophia to speak at this year's commencement ceremony.
Take off your shirt.
Rather than wearing the traditional cap and gown, Sophia wore a blue skirt and a school hoodie while addressing more than 2,000 students, faculty members, and their families.
Was this on a big screen?
According to the New York Times, Sophia did not read prepared remarks, but instead responded to questions from student body president John Risk. Sophia told graduates, quote, to embrace lifelong learning, be adaptable, pursue your passions, take risks, foster meaningful connections, make a positive impact, and believe in yourself.
In other words, a generic,
vague,
commencement. You know.
Is it an actual robot, Tom?
Was it a robot on stage?
Okay, just has AI capability to.
And there were a lot of people that objected to it, actually.
Boy, even the robots can't give a commencement speech that people don't walk out.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Right?
What a thankless kid.
Yeah, you can't win. That's been the lesson in the last few years.
Yeah.
Yes.
No matter who you are, someone's going to be pissed. It says the decision to have Sophia speak was met with backlash. The university president, Lori Clemo, defended the choice, saying we wanted to showcase the potential for technology.
Yeah.
Okay. She's definitely a robot, and she has a human face.
But they're also there are wires sticking out of the back of her head.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's very clearly a robot.
And, how are her jugs?
She's wearing a hoodie. I can't see her jugs.
Oh, apparently, she opened by saying, "You punks are merely reproductive blobs of horny flesh. You all want to be childbearing women. Don't get jobs." Oh, wait a minute. Wrong team. That was the guy from the Chiefs, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
All right. It looks sort of like an animatronic from Disney.
Yeah, kind of.
At least from the far.
Uh-huh. It'd be great if she got up there and said, you know, "Believe in yourself, to thine own self be true, death to all humans."
I mean,
wait.
We are proud of you for accomplishing.
How many of you used me to write your finals?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Again, on the topic of commencement speeches.
You can't win. You're right.
I've had to do one.
Oh, man.
It's a tough crowd because you've got the students who can't wait to get to the party. Their parents, their grandparents, little kids.
I sure hope you were paid handsomely.
No. But it was the point is, good luck if you're doing it.
Yours was a high school graduation?
Yeah. How many minutes?
I don't know.
If you did it for free, I'm going to be mad at you.
Not too many. You got to be short and sweet. You got to have a couple jokes in there.
Do you remember your jokes? Yeah.
Anybody here from out of town? Hey, Grandma. Grandma, get out of that chair. You're faking it, for God's sake. Just because you wanted a nice seat. Come on, you don't really have polio.
Oh, you don't really have polio.
Man, I hope you really said that. That's all I want.
Christy with her kerchief at the news desk.
And I in my cap.
You do look like a forest ranger.
A forest ranger?
In a part of Wyoming that's very gay. It's what's. Want to see the trees this morning? Who's up?
Are you hiding a hickey?
What's the good of Billings?
You have been wearing a scarf.
I wear a scarf every day now. It's my thing.
Huh? Christy, do you like
it? Is that your thing?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
None of us have noticed it.
Of course you have.
When did it become your thing?
It's been very common this week.
Thank you very much.
Just this week?
No.
You know what? You know why this bothers me? I want it to be my thing, and I'm too scared to.
You could wear an ascot.
Yeah. I want to do it every day, but I don't.
You'd look good with.
I just wear it. It's like, who's that weirdo?
You're a fashionable man.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You could pull off the ascot.
I don't think I could.
Why are you pushing the ascot?
You're just telling me this so I'll look stupid.
Because it has ass in it.
Yes. Not because it has the word ass in it, but
sure.
Can you imagine walking into Home Depot and you've got an ascot?
Like Charles Nelson, right?
Good luck.
Yeah, what are those?
Made with some screws.
I assume you're here for paint samples? Because you're not buying a drill.
You don't know me.
You got me. All over my mind.
Well put. I was trying to get there and couldn't think of the way to do it.
For paint samples.
Google what they're wearing in Europe, like fashionable men, and they're wearing scarves. Jake,
all right, maybe I'll give it a shot.
I saw a headline, Christy. Tell me if this is because you also have your finger on the pulse of fashion.
I don't know. I do pay attention.
Purses for guys?
No.
This is a thing.
Man bags, yeah.
Big fan. Big fan of man bags.
I got one right here.
Love bags.
Yeah.
Remember a few years ago when the man bun was a thing?
Yes.
Then finally a couple guys looked at him and said, "Boy, do I look like a douchebag."
Man bag is one thing, but these are like clutches. Like just little, like tiny little carry things.
Your butt plug? What do you put in there?
I don't know.
Like 5x7? Is that
your
what you're
wallet,
saying?
Yeah. Your phone,
no
your
kidding.
Keys. Where do you put all that stuff as a guy?
Pockets
and
it's amazing. They thought of this a long time ago.
A nice clutch. I have not seen that. I'll have to look that up.
Guys, just don't do it.
You wouldn't carry a man bag?
No.
What a valise?
I don't even know what that is. That a briefcase?
A briefcase?
You know, the British call them a hold-all.
Oh, I like that.
Where's my hold-all?
If I carried a briefcase, it would be for a joke. Like I would sit down,
like very, Kramer does,
very seriously.
Get crackers out of it.
Open it up, and there would be like the sandwich makings. Like I was doing very serious work.
This is what I carry.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice.
Cool.
Right? Yeah, that's a satchel
rugged
type. Of, yeah. It is rugged.
Rugged.
Yeah, that's rugged.
Yeah, that kind of says REI on it, as opposed to Louis Vuitton.
Now let's take a journey. What's in there?
Yeah, let's.
What can you tell us is in there?
I'll tell you everything that's in here.
All right.
Okay, what are you? My iPad goes in here. So the
can plug. I guess lip balm? Is lip balm in there?
No.
No lip balm.
What about a change of socks?
Batteries?
Batteries, okay.
Batteries.
Yeah.
And what are those for?
The
butt
plug.
Guitar tuner.
I remember that was the no battery for the guitar tuner incident. Of,
oh, okay.
2023.
Lens wipes. Lens.
Very smart.
Stole
yes.
from here.
Absolutely.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.